Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Today on the Zabecast, it's a me spectacular. Guests, I don't need no stinking guests. I've got stories upon stories. Aaron Judge might be cheating. We got dog DUIs, Martha Stewart in a bathing suit. Bryson DeChambeau is now DeSlimbo. Britney's free, but does she sleep? Plus Jackson Mahomes for jail and a whole lot more. Your 35-minute Zabe Express is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go! Here we go! Wednesday, May 17, 2023. Thank you for downloading. Let's get right to it. Is Aaron Judge Mr. 60 home runs plus, he had what, 61 last year? Is he cheating? Well, define cheating. Here was the situation. 6-0 Yankees, Toronto. Top eight facing reliever Jay Jackson. And here is the vaunted broadcast team of ESPN, Dan Shulman and Buck Martinez, as to what happened after they noticed a weird sideways glance from Your Honor.
A long hold here by Jackson. And it's 2-2. All right, Buck. So you and I looked at each other at the same moment right when we saw this three pitches ago.
Watch what he's looking at.
Yeah. What is that? Where is he looking? And he did it more than once.
Yeah. It's really, really unusual. But you and I both looked at each other when we saw that.
Like, did you see what I saw? Yeah. And you don't want to go throwing allegations around without knowing, but...
No. And you know what? Yeah, I have had guys look back when I was catching, and you obviously could see it, and he couldn't see the catcher with the way he was looking right there.
Yeah, just did it again. And he pummeled it. He hit it a country mile for his second home run of the night.
Third time this season, and Aaron Judge has hit two homers in a game. And once again, he's looking at something. And then the next move is that powerful swing, and he blasts one to center field. I've not seen that before with him.
No.
I've not ever seen that.
And we've both seen it was a lot. Do you think he's trying to see if he can see Kirk, if Kirk's away?
Yeah.
I don't know. More likely to be a slider if Kirk's in and he can't see him. It's more likely to be a fastball.
But the way his head was, I don't know that he could see the catcher just looking like that.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, that was very interesting, and I will admit I don't watch enough baseball to be able to say, oh, no, I've seen batters do that before. That's not that unusual. Normally, batters in the box are so locked in, so focused, so tunnel visioned, because hitting a baseball is so difficult, that they would never think about looking away if they didn't immediately then call time, which we now know you can't do nearly as much. So, was Judge getting tipped off on pitches? And were those pitch tips obtained illegally by some method that was not permitted, or just good old-fashioned players in the dugout going, hey, when he touches his left thigh, here comes the breaking pitch? Of course, the hosts on WFAN in New York were quick to downplay and or defend Judge.
It's a legal thing. It happens in football all the time. Like if there's a tell with a quarterback, or there's a snap count, or a wide
Craig
receiver
Giannotti
is, you know, when it's a pass play, he's adjusting his gloves. When it's a run play, he's not. There's things like that that happen in sports all over the place that teams pick up on that's not illegal. And I'm not saying what the Yankees were doing was illegal. I just know that what he said after the game was a straight-up lie because he was getting information from the dugout at that moment of the at-bat. So,
right, but here's the other thing,
and good for him, by the way, if they picked up on it.
Exactly. So if in fact, that was what was going on, then there's no way that they are going to admit that, oh, yeah, we got a tip on the pitcher. There could be somebody that's in that dugout that knows that pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, it
could be any number of things.
It could be any number of things that are going on here. I don't want to say that it's as nefarious as I'm sure some Toronto Blue Jay fans are talking about this morning.
Yeah, and if the shoe were on the other foot, and if this happened to a Mets or Yankees opponent, or we saw, let's say, for example, Bryce Harper doing it, yeah, we'd be all over.
Well, credit Greg Giannotti for at least being honest about that at the end, and also for saying that the explanation from Judge was straight-up bullshit. Now, there was more fun on Tuesday night because right-handed starter Domingo German was ejected after umpires checked his hands for the banned sticky stuff. Not only did they find it on his hands, but there was a close-up of his right hip and his pants, which looked like he had just gotten back from tarring a whole, you know, half mile of split rail fence out in the country. It's likely to trigger a 10-game suspension. It was the fourth such ejection since Major League Baseball started its crackdown on prohibited grip aids 2 years ago. But back to Judge for a second. Judge said after the game on Monday night, I got some choice words about that, meaning announcers pointing out, hey, what's going on over there? But I'm just going to keep that off the record. Well, if someone doth protest a bit much, no. Before the ejection of German, there was tension in both dugouts as Judge struck out in the third inning. Brief shouting match erupts between pitching coach Pete Walker of the Jays and Yankees third base coach Luis Rojas. Walker went to the outfield end of the dugout, yelling and gesturing at Rojas, a former Mets manager. Good old-fashioned baseball. We're not even into June yet. I love it. After Monday's game, Judge said he looked into his dugout. The reason he said he looked into the dugout was to see which of his teammates was disrupting his at-bat by yelling at plate umpire Clint Vondrak, because Vondrak had just ejected Aaron Boone for arguing a low strike call to Judge. Oh, really? Hey, keep it down out there. John Schneider, skipper of the Blue Jays, said he didn't think much of Judge's explanation, saying, "I'm not in the business of buying post-game media. It's a really accomplished hitter who won MVP last year. I know that he means nothing but business and wants to win. I just found it a little funny that he was worrying about his dugout while he was in the batter's box." Yes. Hey, keep it down over there. Could you keep it down? I'm trying to hit this pitch over here. Oh, strike two. Damn it. I was distracted because of yelling. Aurora Borealis,
yes,
Skinner.
Yes, I should be. Good Lord, what is happening in there?
Aurora Borealis?
Aurora Borealis. At this time of year, at this time of day, in this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen.
Yes.
Yes. Now, some facts included the fact it was the sixth pitch of the at-bat. He hadn't looked over at all prior to it. Manager was indeed yelling at the umps. He had hit 761 home runs prior to this, never an accusation. That doesn't mean anything. And he was thrown 11 straight sliders, and this one hung, and he hit it to the moon. Move on, says one poster on the message boards. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right? My guy, Houston Scotty, psycho Astro fan, starts yelling at me on Twitter, 50,000 emails, start pulling them, interview everybody. Keep that big same energy, Rob Manfred. Luckily, the Astros are currently the Yankees' daddy. Otherwise, Scotty would be in a lunatic prison with rage. He might be there anyway after his putting this weekend in Pinehurst. Speaking of fishy explanations, why is LIV Tour player Bryson DeChambeau no longer the Incredible Bulk, but rather Bryson DeSlimbo? Why so lean? Well, his answer, diet, or so he says. Really? Reading from this story written about it, the message from the medics to Bryson DeChambeau was stark. If he did not abandon his incredible bulk experiment and start eating healthy, then never mind a long and fruitful golf career, his life itself might be cut short. I mean, doctors say this to all of us all the time, right? And I'm not saying they're wrong, but they tend to exaggerate. I don't think DeChambeau, because he was a bit thick and drinking milkshakes at 2 a.m. to try to add bulk, was putting his life in jeopardy, but okay, whatever. However, says this story, there was another problem. Vegetables. Oh, I know that problem. DeChambeau did not like the taste. Well, no shit. As Ron Swanson says, vegetables are what my food eats, not me. So they ask in this story, how can a character formerly known as the scientist, DeChambeau, he's so smart, he's all about the science, who became famous for an approach so meticulous he would spray his golf balls with water sometimes in practice to emulate wet conditions, how could he be so slapdash when it came to nutrition? Yeah. In short, the crusade for those extra kilos, which would lead to extra swing speed, outweighed common sense. Of course it outweighed common sense. Anybody who's ever swung a golf club or drank a milkshake at 2 a.m. knew that was bullshit. You're not gaining distance because you're fatter or thicker. What was he digesting? Said DeChambeau, quote, anything and everything. And I just thought a lot of protein, a lot of carbs, you know, but there was a lot of refined sugars that was not good for the body. Oh, really? You're just learning this? The medics did blood work, measured stuff in my gut biome, and I was super inflamed. So they said, if you want to live a longer life, you definitely have to change your diet because your gut's not liking what's going on. So I did. Okay. In truth, it was not that simple, but DeChambeau, it rarely is. A hand complaint, a niggling hip, and general sense of poor being persuaded him to go for that new diet. This was 11 months ago, just after he was forced to pull out of the PGA Championship following surgery on his broken hamate bone in his left wrist. Left hand, I should say. Because his diet caused him to break a bone in his left hand. Although he said it was ping pong, whatever. It then took him a few months to find the chef who would change his culinary outlook and most probably save his career. Oh, are you buying this, people? Said DeChambeau, quote, she was able to give me the vegetables and fruit that I needed without making it taste bad because that was part of eating vegetables and not liking the taste. But when she cooked, she was able to make it taste really good, not like a vegetable. So I was like, okay, I can do this. And so she continued to keep feeding me the vegetables without me knowing. And sure enough, every week now I've gotten over 30 vegetables in my body without me even knowing. Are there really, there's 30 different vegetables out there? She can even make me eat snacks that are compliant. I feel great. My energy levels are really good, and I'm able to heal a lot quicker. I think I look better, too. Yes, because in part, he got rid of the very punchable face hat, the touring cap, that made him look like a dick. And maybe he's chilled out just a bit. But diet, people, it can't be human growth hormone or steroids or anything like that. No. Why? I'll never forget a guy who blamed poor diet instead of admitting he took steroids. Sammy Sosa said the reason he got so big, even though it was muscles, he looked like a cartoon character, was when he first came to the States, he had this incredible access to all these wonderful treats and sweets. And that's how he got so big. And that's how he hit so many home runs. And for Bryson DeChambeau now, well, the experiment is over. Speaking of the LIV Tour, I took a nap to it on Saturday, and I can attest that napping to the LIV Tour is every bit as good and easy as napping to the PGA Tour. A great weekend tradition for exhausted middle-aged men just in from outside, having done a bunch of yard work. Even with the insufferable, Arlo White is so exciting. The LIV Tour is taking over Tulsa. He's so annoying. There was a great finish, too, by the way. A playoff. Did I say playoff?
Playoffs?
Yes.
Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
There was a playoff between Dustin Johnson, Cameron Smith, one of the big last guys. I think Cameron Smith, after he won the British Open last year, was the biggest name that was plucked. The last big name plucked. They really haven't plucked another big name since. And Brandon Grace, who famously was close at the U.S. Open that DJ threw away to Spieth at Chambers Bay. I believe Brandon Grace hit one into a train off the 17th hole out there at Chambers Bay. But anyway, here was what happened to the LIV Tour on the CW. Which the only reason I was watching it was because on YouTube TV, it offers up things you like because it's algorithmically based, unlike DirecTV, which is just linear TV. And so they're like, oh, you like golf? Hey, by the way, round two of Tulsa's here on the CW. You want to watch? And I'm like, yeah, sure. What are these guys doing? Here's, though, how the playoff ended on the CW network.
Yes, I should be. Good Lord, what is happening in
there? Hold on a second. Settle down, everybody.
Now, for some of the CW affiliates across the United States who have to leave us now, please switch to the CW app and CWTV.com to continue watching this thrilling finish in Tulsa.
May 26th, the action gets even hotter.
Yeah. So they cut away. They cut away to a promo for more LIV Tour golf. Like, just think of the insanity of it. Hey, you've watched all weekend, and you're fine. Here it is. They're coming down to it. Playoff, big names, and we got to go. Well, there's got to be a good reason why you got to go, right? Not exactly. In Miami, the CW cut away from the LIV Tour for a repeat of the Goldbergs. KTLA in Los Angeles aired some Frank Buckley interviews.
I have no idea who that is.
In Buffalo, they ran skincare commercials. That's because it's
Show me the money.
In New York on WPIX, they ran a repeat of Penn and Teller. Even the Tulsa affiliate cut away from the golf. Imagine that. You went out there to watch it live, and you left early because you're smart to avoid the traffic. Not that there would be a lot of traffic with live tour events. And then you're like, I'm going to go home and watch the end on TV. And you're like, what? One last thing on the live tour. Rory McIlroy at the PGA Championship was asked yet one more live tour question. And he said, you know what? I think I'm done now. McIlroy said he will no longer be commenting on matters concerning the live and said he no longer wants to speculate on the future of the rival league. He made the comments during a presser ahead of the PGA Championship. Well, good for him. I think he's said enough. I think anyone, I mean, if I was a player, I'd be like, yeah, I got no opinion on that. I mean, good for them. They're doing their thing and whatever. Dateline Twitter accounts pour one out for Dan Snyder's Yacht Tracker on Twitter. The guy who ran this account and did it beautifully said he's closing it down now that the Commanders are being sold to the Josh Harris Group. In other words, he's hanging his mission accomplished banner and going home. He says with his yacht back in Cannes and the agreement in place, I plan to end yacht tracking. I'll still tweet random sports takes, but thanks to all who follow me and put pressure on Danny Boy to sell the team, we did it. Hashtag cruising marinas and dodging subpoenas. It's good. It's good right there. So the Dan Snyder Yacht Tracker account, I think, joins the TPC Turtle and the Tampa Bay Cobra accounts as, you know, pop-up Twitter accounts. You're like, oh, look. And then you follow them, and after a while, you're like, oh, yeah, that story's kind of over now. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. How would you like to be a slave fisherman?
What the hell did you just say?
You heard me. A slave fisherman. Not exactly slavery, but pretty close. Worldwide, authorities estimate nearly 130,000 men are working in essentially forced servitude on fishing boats in Southeast Asia. How does it work? Well, men join the boat hoping to earn money for their family. Next thing you know, they're out to sea for 6 years. Well, do they take care of them? Do they give them weekends off? Do they give them some shore leave? Oh, no. No, it's terrible. One man said he was promised a monthly salary of 10,000 baht, which is about 230 British sterling pounds, and decent conditions. That was the promise. But you see, once they get you on the slave fishing boat, you're kind of fucking stuck. Unless you're a really good swimmer, you're stuck. Said the man, quote, "There is no time to eat, no time to sleep. It was really torture." He said they would scald us with boiling water, and if we didn't wake up in time, they would hit us with a pipe or a hammer. The skipper didn't think of us as humans. I don't know what he thought of us as, but we weren't human. For one captive, the lack of medical care cost him his left eye. As the crew were separating their species in the hall, chucking fish into various piles across the deck, one wayward throw of a fish slapped the guy in the eye. Denied access to a doctor on shore, the man eventually went blind. Also, they were beaten with barbed stingray tails. Oh my God. I get mad when I get woken up with, you know, my wife pulling the sheets off me. Like, come on, get up. Imagine being woken up to a hammer whapping on you. I tell you what, when that alarm goes off, you'll be like, I'm up. I am up. People who are trying to lose weight should avoid zero-calorie non-sugar sweeteners. So says a new recommendation from the World Health Organization. Well, you know those people are straight shooters. You can believe everything they say. Zero-calorie non-sugar sweeteners, including artificial and natural sweeteners like aspartame and stevia, have not been shown to help with weight loss during long-term trials and studies in children or adults. And their use may bring side effects like increased risk of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and death in adults. They say replacing free sugars with NSS, the fake stuff, does not help with weight control in the long term. People need to consider other ways to reduce free sugar intake, such as consuming food with naturally occurring sugars like fruit or unsweetened food and beverage. In short, they say people should focus on reducing the sweetness of their diet altogether, starting early in life to improve their health. I mean, amen to that. I'm trying. I'd love to be able to do that. Now, my brother-in-law, Todd, does not have a sweet tooth. He never eats candy or cake or cookies, almost never. He also isn't as slim as he probably could be, so I don't know where he's getting his poundage from, but still. I would love to have a tooth, a palate that doesn't crave sweetness. And I think the deal with the zero calorie or the fake sugar sweeteners, sodas and candies and whatever, is it still makes your brain go, sweetness. One person not taking that advice at all, Britney Spears. Apparently, according to TMZ in this new documentary out on her called Britney Spears, The Price of Freedom, available now on streaming services Hulu, features many of TMZ's own executives and producers as talking heads discussing Spears in her new life now that she is out of conservatorship. Apparently, she keeps herself so over-caffeinated with energy drinks and coffee, drinking them, quote, by the gallon, said one producer, that she'll stay awake for up to 3 days at a time, and has a constant fear that she will be placed back under a conservatorship. Well, I think with maybe good reason. Like, come on, Brit. I've seen some videos shake free of her dancing in, you know, a selfie video, and you're like, oh, God, that's not it. You look at her and you think, how was she once the world's number one? How? Don't know. I do want to see the documentary. It focuses on the singer's life after she was released from her 13-year conservatorship in November of 2021, but has also drawn criticism from fans for not including any firsthand accounts from those who know Spears personally. There is two sides to the story. I do think that the conservatorship was abusive and manipulative and exploitive, but I don't know, is she able to live her life responsibly on her own? Well, is anyone in Hollywood able to do that? And if you can't keep it together, you don't have friends or a support group to do so, you're going to, you know, drive yourself into a house and burn up in flames like Anne Heche. What? What? I'm just never mind. Brittany, get some help. Put down the caffeine. Jackson Mahomes should go to jail. Period. Full stop. And Patrick Mahomes should be embarrassed. You know, whatever happened to the old Me Too era, where just saying something inappropriate on a date could get people like comedian Aziz Ansari canceled? On Monday, Johnson County District Judge Thomas Sunderland ordered the release of the redacted copy of the police affidavit, which states that Jackson Mahomes sexually assaulted, against her will, a 40-year-old restaurant owner. He grabbed Ms. Aspen Vaughn by the throat, forcing her head back, and kissed her, and put his tongue in her mouth, not once, not twice, but three times without her consent, and then told her, "Don't tell anyone." This according to the affidavit. The 40-year-old Vaughn is the owner of the Aspen's restaurant and lounge, told police that Jackson told her he needed to speak with her in her office, located in the lower level of the restaurant. He then closed the door once they were inside. What a scumbag. Basically trapping her, saying, "Hey, I need to talk to you down in your office." Luckily, she had security cameras, surveillance cameras. Otherwise, a lot of people wouldn't believe her. He then grabbed her by the throat, forcing her head back and kissed her, and pushed his tongue into her mouth, alleging that Jackson repeated the act two more times, just 3 seconds apart. I've seen the video. It's disgusting. It's shocking. It's unbelievable. When Jackson left the office, Vaughn showed two servers who she claimed she did not hear, who did not hear her when she called out for help, showed them her neck, which had fresh signs of injury, according to the police affidavit. Both employees confirmed that account to police. At one point, Jackson Mahomes returned to the office trying to explain what he could do for her business. He was apparently angry when he and a group of friends were eventually told to leave the restaurant. I'm sure because he was being a huge jackass. Jackson told the restaurant owner he has a large social media following and that he could do a lot for her business. Scum, bag, douchebag, immature. Hello, Patrick, where are you? You're enabling this. Will he go to jail? I would bet the under on that, but he should for at least some amount of time. SI swimsuit issue. Kim Petras, who is one of the four cover models, is actually a biological man by birth. I did not know this. I only know Kim Petras briefly because she did this duet with Sam Harris at the Grammys where they did their song, Unholy. And of course, some people went nuts. Ah, it's demonic. Look at them. And they're like, yeah, they wanted you to say that. It's publicity. That's the only reason I even knew of those two. Apparently, Petras is one of four SI cover models, and she is a biological male by birth. She had gender confirmation surgery at the age of 16. Per the Daily Telegraph, she's believed to be the youngest person in the world to have had such a surgery. So she's 30 now, so that's 14 years ago. It's a very new phenomenon, to say the least. Ms. Petras joins 81-year-old Martha Stewart as one of the cover models. Yes, Martha Stewart, I've seen the photos, and I know how Photoshop and retouching works, but that said, damn, Martha, you're hanging in there at 81. Pretty, pretty good. Megan Fox, whose acting career she pretty much nuked by being an insufferable bitch to producers after the Transformers series, is also one of the cover models, and a woman by the name of Brooks Nader. At first, I thought, Brooks Nader. Is SI now including men on the swimsuit issue? Because that would be so on brand, right? Like actual biological men who are still men. No, no, Brooks is a woman. Natural, it appears, and quite lovely. We are a long, long, long way from home. We are a long way from Elle McPherson in that scuba suit, from Heidi Klum hanging from a banyan branch, looking all willowy and sexy, or Kathy Ireland showing off her sand-crusted bun-buns in the shallow surf. But hey, at least the SI swimsuit issue is still around. Would you let your dog take a DUI rap for you? One man in Springfield, Colorado tried. A driver was being pulled over for a suspected DUI, and as the officer approached his vehicle, he frantically switched seats with his dog and put his dog behind the wheel. He was only going 52 and a 30, so he wasn't exactly going gangbusters. Could have been swerving, though. And the officer said, yeah, this is not fooling me. The man then, who appeared intoxicated, when asked by an officer if he'd been drinking, simply got out of the car and started running. He was apprehended about 20 yards from the vehicle. Question. Shouldn't dog lovers, and I consider myself one, dog owner, dog lover, shouldn't you be outraged that a guy would be willing to put his dog on a DUI rap? Let's just say we're living in a world in which dogs can drive, okay? Or in our self-driving car world with, you know, Teslas and Elon Musk and everything else, artificial intelligence, you could have a dog basically be behind the wheel. Not doing much, but behind the wheel. Would you let your dog take the rap for you on a DUI? Like, would you go visit your dog on the weekends in doggy jail for taking the DUI that you should have had? You piece of shit. Don't give your dog the DUI. Be a man and take it yourself. Dateline racism. It's always racism. Steven Jackson thinks that the firing of Monty Williams in Phoenix is, I'll give you three guesses, racism, total racism, or absolutely shameless racism. What do you think?
Bring this team together at the end of the year. I don't care if you got KD or not. Chemistry still matter. Mm-hmm. I don't care what stars you have. Chemistry still matter. They still need time. Even I said, yeah, if they lose, they was going to give this team another year minus CP3. I said that. Mm-hmm. Give this team another year to kind of have a whole season of training camp and all this together to see if they could pull it off. I didn't think they was going to get rid of the coach. I think he was the right coach for the job. But you know how they do. When teams come together like this, they quick to go and find a white coach somewhere around, just throw him in that position so he can get all the credit. I don't care. Man. Yeah, I said it. They do it too much. Every time a black coach comes into the league, he get the worst team in the league to get to start his career off.
Really?
To start his career off
every time
under 500.
Examples.
Coach, he got a sorry team and he can't. His team won't win until he's like 6 years in coaching where he finally gets some stars. But coaches like a situation like this, they always find a white coach somewhere around, just like they did Steve Nash in Brooklyn, going to throw him in a spot where the team is really already basically together. Mm. I think Monty Williams is a great coach, and that's why as soon as he, in the next day or two, you're going to see him coaching somewhere else. He should have been having that job. They did Monty wrong. They know they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. All right. You know, when the demand for racism outstrips the actual supply of it, you just got to manufacture it somehow, some way, somewhere. And Steven Jackson on a podcast did just that. You know, there has not been, in my mind, racism in NBA coaching since at least Casey Jones and the Celtics. I mean, former black player turned title-winning coach of a Celtic team with a lot of white guys on it in notoriously unprogressive, racially at least, Boston, Massachusetts. They have been hiring and firing black guys as coaches in the NBA for all kinds of reasons, including this reason was, well, they didn't go as far as new owner Matt Ishbia thought they would. And he's the new owner and he wants his own guy and he's going to go get his own guy, whoever that is. That's pretty much the reason. Or you can fire the black man, as the line went in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, because I fired him, that's why.
You fired him? You fired him? Why you fired a black man?
Racism.
I fired the black man because
He's the guy who set up the whole system here, and it doesn't work. And he's here, like, every week. I'm
honestly
giving him checks.
Wanda,
we've got five remotes. I can't turn it on.
Never mind DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul were hurt.
Black man, it can never do anything wrong.
Really,
I need to get
Wanda,
fired from a job. Black people always do everything right.
You got to turn the damn satellite on for the TV to work. See the little green light? Just got to turn it on. Or you can fire the black man, whatever works for you.
You can't rely on 38-year-old, constantly injured Chris Paul as part of your championship core. You just can't. Finally, we'll end on this. Hey, that's my song. No, literally, that's my song. Imagine being a cover band, minding your business, playing at some bar for $500 in cash and free beers. And then one of the songs you are covering attracts the attention of, well, a band member who performed and or wrote the actual song. Well, it apparently happened. This over in a British pub, a viral video shows music fans going wild after Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong randomly joined a cover band on stage. The alternative rock legend happened to be just chilling and pounding some beers when suddenly the cover band began playing Green Day's song Basket Case on stage. Unbeknownst to them, old Billy Joe hops up there and is like, "Let me take a crack at this." He walks through the mini crowd of drunk British people awkwardly trying to mosh when he grabs the mic and suddenly the lead singer realizes, oh my God, this is actually Billy Joe, and begins screaming. That is a great story right there. All right, that was a good run right there. 35 minutes, crisp, clean. Spent a lot of time pulling sound bites so my internet wouldn't cut out on me. Scripted some of this stuff. I made some editorial decisions. I cut and pasted. I didn't need a guest today. Tomorrow we'll have guests again. And Friday we'll, of course, have Scott and Sally in the van. If you're a premium subscriber, you know that. And I appreciate everyone who does subscribe to this podcast. Or if you're a freeloader, that's fine as well. Someday, though, you might probably lose $5 a month for me to keep me going on this good old podcast, which I enjoy so much. In the meantime, this goes out to one Aaron Judge. Lion Eyes. Great player who might be sort of cheating, although who knows. Great concentration to be able to look away, process a tip or a sign from the dugout, and then absolutely turn a pitch to sawdust on a 96-mile-per-hour slider. But remember, he was distracted, he says, by somebody yelling in the dugout. Hey, be quiet. I'm trying to hit it over here. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.